Okay, today is Daf Mem Gimel, where I'm Mem Beis and Beis by the Gemara, and today's shiur is sponsored by the Silversteins, Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. Okay, Amai asks the Gemara, why is it that Lulav on Chol Hamoed is not Docha Shabbos? Why not? Amai, why not? Tiltul Ba'almahu, it's only carrying. Not even carrying, tiltal, moving it around, muksa, v'lidchi Shabbos, let it be docha Shabbos. As Rashi says on the bottom, second to bottom line, ain bo tzad itzer. There is no tzad itzer, ella, kimetal tal eitzim. All you're doing is moving wood. V'kivin de minatorah hu b'mikdash kol shiva, since minatorah it's there also, lamasruhu, why they answer it? Masiyag l'torah matui bo. What siyag is this? So we all know the famous answer, Amar Rabba, Gzeira, it's a Gzeira, Shema, Yitlenu, Biyado, you'll pick it up, V'yelech etzalbaki, you'll go to an expert, Lilmod, to learn what? L'chor means to learn how to shake it. V'yavirenu, Arba Amos, B'Rishos HaRabim, and you'll come to carry it for Amos in Rishos HaRabim. What? It's a carrying issue, 1 minute. It's not nothing to do with Moksa, but it's a Gzeira, you might come to do carry. V'hainu time of the shofar, v'hainu time of the Megillah. Rashi on top, hu adin, the truth is, the matzil lemeimar v'yotzienu mirishas hayachid l'rishas harab. Could have said the same thing. You'll carry from rishas hayachid into a rishas harab. We could have said that. Why did we say four amos in rishas harabim? Because it says Rashi, it's more common. Why? Ella, rov makomos in yonim amrin on yesh lochash l'ava arba amos. All the time worried about that, or more places, v'ein lachash lahotzah. But we're not worried about carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRav. Why not? Keep going. What about in Hayimun Munach B'Karmelis? What if the lulav is already in a Karmelis? Or B'Karfeif? Or Begina? The ain kan Isser Hotzah, Doraisa. But then you're not carrying it from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRavim. However, v'yesh kan Isser HaVar Rishus HaRavim. But there's still an issue of carrying it for Amos in Rishus HaRavim. Right? Oh, or Higbu'uhu Almanas Litlo. Let's say you pick it up, not with the intention of carrying it out. V'lo lohotzio. And you don't want to carry out. V'nim lach, you change your mind, lohotzio. Potter, you potter. Why? Mishum hotzah. You potter. Im lo amod lefush bein time. Unless you stop to rest in the middle. Kedamina v'sech l'shabbos, like we say, v'sech l'shabbos. Right? Says Tosfos, in the top Tosfos, look at the last third, the third to last line. Inami, another reason. Merishas yachid l'rishas rabim, islahu hekeira. That's a big, everyone knows. This is my house. That's the street. So, right? Velekele migzar. No reason to know who's going to do that. Aval bershus harabim zinnen delava daite. May not realize. Umar ba'av amos. And you come to carry it for amos. Okay. What don't you understand? The far-fetchedness of it?
Not the far-fetchedness. We're bako. The rights for a possible Durabah.
Correct. I know. And we do it all the time.
All the time. For a possible Durabah.
Right. For a possible Durabah. Right.
That's why I understand.
Right. Right. There are, just for you to think about, there are, I know of two cases where it falls out on a Shabbos and there is no Gzeira. And the mitzvah is performed on Shabbos and there's no Gzeira. One is called Brismila. Why isn't there a Gzera? Maybe he'll carry the baby. No such Gzera. And the second one, which is not such a kasha, is matzah. The first night of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you eat matzah. Want to make a Gzera? Maybe he'll carry the matzah to go figure out what's the Gzera for Lulu?
I think you can say sukkah.
What? No, you don't carry anything. You go
really?
Eat
how
food.
Carry outside right. From my house into the car courtyard.
Right, it's a good question. I don't have an answer. The only answer I have is matzah. Which I once heard an answer, in other words, what's the gzer for lulav? You'll carry it to go ask somebody, so sing gzer for matzah. Is it chametz? Is it mashur? Have a shaylah? Whatever the shaylah you have. So I heard for matzah, I heard an interesting, it's an interesting answer that in times of the Gemara, and whenever the gzer was made, no one eats the seder alone. Or not no one, most of the time. So there's always someone you can ask. Yeah, but this is a chabura. This is a chabura. Someone you could ask. By lulav, who could you ask? Why not by sukkah? That's a good question. What about mila? Excellent question. So why they pick and choose, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. You know, the standard answer is, it shows you the chashivas of Shabbat. I hear that. I hear that.
I don't.
But yeah.
The okay. Whole entire Beis Midrash, everything's built for Shabbos anyway.
Right.
They're built for Shabbos, here is not. They're really pick and choosing.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we're not going to get to the answer. We're not going to get to an answer of this until the end of the daf. What's today? Today's Tuesday. We might not even get to it until tomorrow. So everyone sit tight today, because we're not going to really finish this sugya until tomorrow. Because you'll see, at the end of the day, until we get to the end of the sugya, you're going to have like, what? We don't do that. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Yom Tafrisha Nami. Then why on the first day did the Mishnah say that if it falls out on a Shabbos, you shake it? The Gemara says, Hatakina Le Rabbanan Bebeso.
Yeah, but the Rabbanan says, do it only in the house. Right? Don't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash.
That was for a different reason. That was because they were throwing it at each other. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. That wasn't because of this reason. But the Gemara has a good answer. Oh, do it only in the house. Hatinach Achat Takana. That only makes sense after the Takana. People were hurting each other. Cause of Takana, Michael and Meimar. What about before the Takana? Why was the reason for that? Ella, listen to this. Rishon, the Issya Min HaTorah. The first day that Min HaTorah, Begvulin. Min HaTorah, the whole world, has a chiyuv to shake a lulav. Lo Gazru, Behu Rabbanon. Right? Hanach, the other days. The less Nahu, Min HaTorah, Begvulin, Gazru, Behu Rabbanon. Okay? In other words, the way we have now, if the first day falls out on a Shabbos, you shake it. Why? Because in the first day, the daraisa everywhere. So to take that away, we didn't want to do. But the rest of the days will take away. Because anyway, in Gvul, it's Durabanan. Ihachi ha'idna nami. What about now? So why now don't we shake a little on Shabbos? Why not? Why about now? No, Anan lo yedinan the kaviyah diarcha. We don't know the exact day. We're not sure about the date. Says Rashi, lo yedin. It's a little down where we are. Lo yedinan the kaviyah diarcha. Shema in yontif ahat lemachar. Maybe it's not yontif till tomorrow. To have a long lemevat el muuber. Maybe they made an el muuber. We don't know, right?
I think we do know.
That's the Gemara's question. Now in who? The other Kviyah Diarchi Lidchu, so in Eretz Yisrael where they do not let them shake it, why don't they shake it over there? Right? So the Gemara answer is, Ein Achanami. Ditani Chada Yom Tafrishon Shalchak Shechalios Peshabbos Kala Amo Lichinas Levein Harabayis V'tani Idach LeBeis HaKnesses Shmamina. What's Beis HaKnesses? Shmamina Kan what Harabayis was V'tan Beis HaMikdash Kayim Kan. And the Mishnah that said the Beis HaKnesses Bezman and Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Shmamina, you're right. You are right. Right? Says, in other words, Ein Achanami, in Eretz Yisrael, you would shake it on Shabbos the first day. And we don't paskin like that. Why don't we paskin like that? We'll see. I don't remember if we either get to it today or tomorrow. Tosvos, in the third to last one, Inhu, Diyade, Kviyah Diyarcha, Ein Achanami, says, first of all, Ein Maskanazu. We don't hold like that. That's not the Maskana of this Gemara, that in Israel they could do it on the first day because they know when the month is. Right? In other words, there's no reason why you shouldn't shake it on the first day. It's a daraisa to the whole world. Why don't we do it? Oh, because we don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. But in Israel they know. So why don't they shake it on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Ein Achanami, they do. Says Tosfos, no, we don't hold like that. Right? Ein Maskanazu Kaima. The lekamon maskinon, because we're going to end up the maskana kivon dilodidon lo dachi lizuzu nami lo dachi. You can't have a place where in Israel they're doing something and in chutz laretz they're not. That's not going to happen. And therefore we're gonna see later today or maybe tomorrow that no one shakes it on Shabbos. Diktani molichin lelevein lebeis hakneses mukminin bezman shebeis hamikdash kaim ubegvul. We're gonna change that. We said it says two brises. One says in the Beis HaMikdash, and one says in the Shul. So we answered, one's when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, and one when it's not standing. We're going to change that to say, one when it's in Yerushalayim, and one when it's somewhere else. But always when the Beis HaMikdash is standing.
Okay, we're going to change that. Now, Tosfos asks, Im Tomar, Maishna Mishofer, as we said, as we leave it now, the Gemara says, you know what? On the first day in Israel, you shake it on Shabbos. Why? They know it's Rosh Chodesh. So what about Shofar? Why don't we say the same thing about Shofar? Maishna the Shofar. Ditnan, Perek Dalad Rosh Hashanah, Yontav Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hayu Token Avalo B'Medina. Why not? Why not? Why is Lulav better than Shofar? Sansa's Tosfos, V'yesh Lomer, the shiny Lulav. She'ena Ela Tiltul Ba'alma, it's just picking it up. What are you doing already? The Kivan the Ishtri B'Mikdash, since we mastered it in the Mikdash, Lo Ichmiru B'Medina. So we're not going to be mocking in the rest of the country. Aval b'tekiyah shofar ikam maisa chachma. It's much harder to do it. It's more of a chachma, much harder to blow shofar than shake a lulav. V'achmor beitvei. We're more machmer. Make sense?
It's harder to do it. That's
yeah, it's more of a chashash al carrier. Yeah, but we're saying that in Eretz Yisrael, we're letting you do it. Why? The issue isn't carrying it. The issue is now, do we know it's Rosh Chodesh? So in Chutzar, they don't know. In Eretz Yisrael, they do know. So it says Tosfos. What about Chofer? Umihu Kasha. But 1 second, that makes no sense. Delacha Chorban. After the Chorban, he kilu b'shofer tfei milulav. There were more mekel with Chofer when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Ditnan b'Rosh Hashanah, mishachar b'Beis Hamikdash, hitzkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a gzeira. Shayu token b'kalmak b'shiyesh bo bezdin. Right? Just like
on Shabbos.
Right? Just like in the Beis Hamikdash. And with Lulav, lo ishtari klal. Because the Masalei Kaman. There was no such thing like that by Lulav. V'yishlomer, the answer is obvious. The Shofer. Shu la'alos zichronam shal Yisroel, la'vir shabashamayim. Right? The power of the Shofer. Right? Lo ratzu chacham levata lagamri. They didn't want to get rid of that. They didn't want to get rid of that. V'kivan debachad bezin tiknu. So once they said it, we're going to do it in one bezin. Maybe with the Sanhedrin, wherever they were exiled. Tiknu b'chal makam sheish bo'bez and afal pish is man abayis lo haya el mikdash dafka en achanami in the Beis HaMikdash, it only would have been in the Beis HaMikdash. V'od, really? Another answer he gives, the bedinhu, the lulav yehidocha b'gvul and yosem yishofer. In a way, there's a reason to say that lulav is better than Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's 15 days after Rosh Chodesh. Shofar's on Rosh Chodesh, right? The Rosh Hashanah lo yada kviyas achodesh el b'Yerushalayim. Who knew about that? Who knew when Rosh Hashanah was? Only in Yerushalayim. So we said, well, if we're allowing Lulav on the first day in the whole Israel, even on Shabbos, why don't we allow Shofar? Right. Says Tosfos, it's not the same. How do they know in Tel Aviv when it's going to be when Rosh Chodesh was? Rosh Hashanah. It's the first, at least Lulav have 2 weeks. 2 weeks to find out. So for 2 weeks, the whole Israel, are they going to know in Timbuktu? No, they're not going to know. It's too far away. But at least in Israel, they'll know. Here, even in Israel, they're not going to know. It's mamash the first day. How are they going to know? Yom Tov Rishon Lulav L'Hayada Ad Af B'Gvulav. When it comes to Lulav, they'll know later on. They have more time to find out. Therefore, we're more makel by Lulav than by Shofar. Even though Shofar has in Milo that it's you know, it's the power of Shofar, it's the Chronos, all that. It's all true. But it's still there's a reason why we're more makel here by Lulav and not by Shofar. Okay, back to the Gemara.
So we said that by shofar we blow because it's takana fit diyudin.
Right.
So therefore we blow even at the for Shabbos.
Correct. Therefore,
why do we change it to not being a for Shabbos?
That means that right. It's a good question. We're gonna get to it. So whatever we say for lulav, we're gonna say for shofar as well. You'll see. Next, disimena torah b'gvul manalam. How do you know that there's even a concept of shaking a lulav in the gvulin in the rest of the world? Simple. Ditanya, lakachtem, shehe lakicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. Each person, it says in the Torah, what kind of question was that? What kind of question was that? So we said yesterday, the question was, maybe I would have thought that since lulav has to do with ritui, that maybe it's only a chiyav on bezdin. It's a far-fetched havamina, but there's nothing else to say. Next. Lochem, Mishal Lochem, Lohoti es Hashal, V'yesagotl, B'yom, Afilu B'Shabbos. Rishon, Afilu B'Gvulin. Rishon, even in the Gvulin, right? And then we said a potential question would be, if you start off in Haifa, and then you come to the Gvulin, does your Chiyuv change? Let's say you come to the old city, on a teal, on Chol Hamoed, does your Chiyuv change? Before, you was in Haifa. Then you took a 3-hour drive, you got to Yerushalayim. Did it change? Interesting nafkamina. Anyway, harishon malamech ein adocha elo yom mitav rishon bolvad. Fine. Omar Mar, we just said biyom afilu b'shabbos michti tiltel ba'almahu itzur chol l'mishrei tiltel. I need a pasuk to matter that to matter muksa. Omar Rava, no lo nitzurcha elo l'machshirei lulav. It's only for the machshirei lulav. Va'alib b'dahay tan d'tanya lulav v'chol machshirin dochan es hashabbos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you can even chop down a lulav tree on Shabbos. Forget taking it. Forget the gzira, maybe I'll carry. What about chopping down a tree? Yeah, I could do that also. He holds like that. My time at Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Krab Bayom, Afilu B'Shabbos. For Rabbanan, Hai Bayom, my Avdilei. Mi Barle, Bayom, Velo Balayla. There's no shaking the lulav at night. For Rabbi Eliezer, Bayom, Velo Balayla, Menale. How does he know that? Nafkale, Mi Seifa, Dekra. It says, Usmachten, Lefne Hashem, Alokechem, Shivas Yavim. Yavim, Velo Leilos. Days and at night. For Rabbanan, Ime Hasem, Havamina, Leilif, Yamim, Misuka. I would have thought, let's make a zero shot from Sukkah. Ma'ala halan yam afilu leilos, afkan yamim, nami yam afilu leilos. Besukkah gufa minolan, how do you know Sukkah itself is only days and nights? The Tanur Rabbanan. Besukkah's teshu shivas yamim, yamim vafilu leilos, days and nights. Ata omer yamim vafilu leilos. Oena el yamim velo leilos, maybe it's only days and not nights. Vidinhu, it's a kavachomer. Nemar kan yamim, benemar belol of yamim, ma'ala halan yam velo leilos, afkan yamim velo leilos. How do you know Sukkah's a night also? Maybe you make a Gzeira Shava to Lulav, it's only by day. Oklach l'derech zu. I'll tell you the other way around. Nemar kan yamim. It says over here yamim. V'nemar b'miluim yamim. Ma lahalan yamim v'afilu leilos af kan yamim v'afilu leilos. What? Miluim at a left. What does it mean, miluim? This last week's parsha. This week's parsha. The Shivas Yimei Miluim was by night also was inauguration. It didn't do anything at night, but it still had some specialness. Now, Nira Limi Doma. What should I compare Sukkah to? Should I compare it to Lulav? Or should I compare it to Miluim? Right? Don and Darvash and Mitzvah so kol ayom. Darvash and Mitzvah so kol ayom. Well, it makes much more sense to compare Sukkah to Miluim. Why? The whole day was a chiyum. Ayochiach Darvash and Mitzvah so shah. Don't tell me something that you can be yotzi in 1 minute. Like what? Like a Lulav? Misha achas? Oh, klach derech zu. Or that, in a way, that's even more crazy. Why? Don and Darvash and Mitzvah so ladoros. Compare Sukkah to something that is going to apply forever, right? Like what? Like Lulav. Don't compare it to Miluim, which is what? One time in history they had a thing called Miluim. Can I compare it to that? How should I behave on Sukkot? Is Rechiv of Sukkot at night? Well, by Miluim it was at night. Yeah, Miluim was one time in history. What kind of comparison is that?
Miluim refers to Moshe's week? Or?
Yes. So
how was it involved?
Correct. It was both of them. The truth is, what's the Gzeira Shava? Nemar kan teishvu. The nemar b'miluim teishvu. Right? It says teishvu by both. Ma lahalan yam mafilu lelos, afkan yam mafilu lelos. Okay? Very good. Next.
Interesting.
I hear you. Okay. Now, even though there's a two dots here, and we're going to talk about a Ravis now, we didn't get to the... Tosfos said, we don't hold like this. We don't hold like that. That in Eretz Yisrael, on the first day of the Shabbos, you shake a lulav. That's how the Gemara ends. There's two dots here. That's how the Gemara ends. And the Gemara says, Eina Chanami, right? Eina Chanami. Yontif falls out on a Shabbos in Israel. First days of Shabbos, you shake a lulav in your house. We don't hold like that. We didn't get to the end yet. But there's a two dots, and now the Gemara is going to talk about Aravos. The Mishnah said that Aravos, if the seventh day of Shabbos, you shake Aravos. Not shake Aravos. Do Aravos. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. That's at the 7 days of Shabbos, right? Arava Shiva Ketzad. Arava Shvi, my time at Doche Shabbos. Why on earth does that Doche Shabbos? Amar of Yochanan, Kedei Lefarsima Shehi Min HaTorah. To publicize that it comes from the Torah. Says Rashi, the last wide line, Lefi She'ena Mifureshes Min HaTorah Behedya. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to do Arava. Not straight out. Lo shavku le ravcho le mitchi Shabbos chad yom akdei lefarsim hashem min haTorah. We don't mind allowing you to do it once on Shabbos, if the seventh day is a Shabbos, to publicize. No. This is such an important mitzvah. It's even Docha Shabbos. So Ihachi Lulav Nami Lidchi Kedil Afar Smashim in a Torah. So do the same thing for Lulav. Why do you do the same thing for Lulav? Want to publicize this from the Torah to do it, right? Rashi says on the rest of, on the other days. No, Lulav Gzera Misham Derava. Well, Lulav have a Gzera. Maybe he'll carry it to a Bucky. Ihachi Arava Nami Ligzar. Why don't we make the same Gzera for Aravas? Says the Gemara, nah, Arava Shluchei Bezdin Maisila. Arava is only done by Bezdin. Not done by you. It's done by Bezdin. Lulav l'chol maser. Lulav's gear. Everybody has to shake a lulav. Okay. Let's do the second Tosos now. Shluchei Bezdin Maisilei. May Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, the Bezdin's busy with this. They do it. Right? Ulamacharas. In a mitzvah l'chol adam. No one's commanded to do anything. Ella. Hakahanim makifin ba'as ha-mizbeach. The kahanim make hakafis around the mizbeach. Kid the parshinim bekuntris. The Yisrael ain't Yichol Lahakif. Not only that, Yisrael can't even do Hakafis. Why not? They don't want to be by the Mizbeach. They can't even go there. Tidetnam Perakamet the Kalim. Ain't Yisrael Nichnas bin Ul Amizbeach. Ulakach Hutzdruch Bekuntris. Utam Zeh. Shahakahanim Akifin Ve Yisrael. Yeah, that's what Rashi's forced to say. The Kahanim only. What does Bezdin mean? It means the Kahanim. Because Yisrael can't even be there. Shkemucha Halashan Kedama Lulav Lachol Masr. Lulav is given to everybody. Va'od also. Habas Shluche Bezdin. Ma yesh lo lahoil. In other words, it's not, the issue isn't bringing. In other words, Rashi said, well, we don't mean shluch bezin in the classic sense. Bezin sends a guy to go tell the guy he should appear because he's being sued. That's not what it means. It means kahanim. Va'od, imkein, liskin nami lulav sheivim shluch bezin v'lidchu. Then why can't a shliach bezin bring my lulav? It has nothing to do with shlichim. It really means the kahanim. Elavada hadavar tali zeh b'kahanim. This reason, Haim, the Kahanim have a concept of Zaraz, Vehe, Velo, also the Chil Shabbos, Aval, Lulav, the Kol, Masur, Lulav given to everybody, given to Lo Dachi, be Israel. Therefore, it's not, I'm sorry, given to Dachi, be Israel, Kahanim Nami, Lo Dachi. Not sure what that means. Okay. Just pointing out that when it says over here shluchei bezin, it doesn't mean shluchei bezin in the classic sense. It means kahanim, the kahanim. Okay. Ihachi, if all that is true, kol yomi nami lidchi. Why don't we shake a little aravas? Do aravas every day? Again, we haven't even said what we're doing. Whatever it is, we haven't even said what it is. Right? What is it? It's not what we do today. Hoshana Rabbah. It's not what it is. Seventh day of Sukkot. It's not what it is. Then it wasn't that. But ask the Gemara, if it's so special, why don't you do it every day? Asi lifak puke belulav, because then you'll think it's more important than a lulav. Lulav won't take one day. This I'm taking every day. Right? In other words, whenever it falls out, whenever Shabbos falls out, there has to be one Shabbos on Sukkot. Whenever it falls out, let bidocha the aravas. You can't do that. We don't do that for lulav. Right? Right? So ask, you hear that answer? We don't do that for lulav. I should do it for aravas. So the Gemara says, "V'lidchi b'yom tov rishon." So do it on the first day. Why are you doing it on the seventh day? So the Gemara answers, "Lo mucha chamilsa." You're not going to realize you're doing it for. I mean, people are going to say, "Ah, lulav u'dekadachi." The lulav is really what's being docha. And as an aside, it's all bets are off.
It's only docha on Shabbos. It's only docha on the seventh day.
If it falls out on Shabbos.
So the first day, it's not.
Correct.
Right.
So let's say. So that's why always one day you can have something. You can't have both of them 7 days. It's impossible. Because the first and the seventh day cannot both be a Shabbos.
Right.
It's impossible. So if the first day is a Shabbos, you'll do Lulav. And you'll do Aravos also, because it's not a Shabbos. It's a Friday. If the last day is a Shabbos, then you'll, right? But if one's a Shabbos, you can't do the other one. On the first day, you can't do Aravos if it's a Shabbos. Only on the seventh day. V'lidchi b'chad b'hanach. What does that question mean? V'lidchi b'chad b'hanach. Why don't you pick a different day? Why b'dafka the seventh day? Because kivun da mafakas l'rishon akmue ashvi. Once we're not doing it on the first day, we do it on the seventh day. Why? Rashi says because the yom mesuyim. It's a designated day. What? What do you mean, Mila?
It's not done for Shabbos.
You're
supposed to do on Friday. Can't do Friday.
Correct. No. He's asking why? Why we said that if
Same type of
system. We want it to be a day that you'll remember. Well, the fourth day, the third day, nobody remembers that. First and the last, people remember. You're not going to realize that the reason why you're being doche is because of the And the people are going to think really it's the lulav. The lulav. I take out a Torah. I read a lulav. I don't read anything about aravos. The rabbis told me. All right, the rabbis told me. But when I see the lulav in the pasuk, it makes much more impression on me. We don't. We want to separate.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense.
Why?
The entire week we're hacking up for this one day. You get in the lulav, you're buying the lulav, you're here spending 2 hours getting your lulav. I'm going to forget, right?
Forget what?
How bored it is.
Right. I hear you.
It's the ikar of the whole mitzvah.
Right. So ihachi. Right. We're getting there. We're getting. Tosfos is going to ask a little bit your question. Ihachi. If that's true, idna nami lidchi. Why don't we do it even now? Says Rashi. Nami idna nami la'acha churban. Davdina arava chad yoma kadurin lekaman minag neviim ha'yu begvul. It was a minag neviim. Kiva delak lameishach midi lidchi b'shvi vitlevi chad v'shuche bezdin l'farisem hashu mikdash min haTorah shari lo gazer la shvi la'acha churban mi gazer la. Why on earth are we not doing it now?
Doing what though? No, it's there.
So he just said to chavot viach betua, which means to bang it. Why don't we do that on Shabbos? What
do we do for our Shabbos?
So why don't we do it if it falls out on a Shabbos? No. Says the Gemara, anan lo yadinan bekviya diyarcha. We don't know that. We're not sure it's the right day. So inhu diavi dekviya biyarcha lidchi. Why don't we do it there as well? If Hoshana Rabba falls out on a Shabbos, take Hoshanas. Why not? Ki asa bar head ya amar lo ikla. It can't happen.
Why not?
It can't fall out on Shabbos. Or it won't fall out on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, lo ikla. We're going to do the whole Tosfos because it's amazing what he says. Shayum avirin elul o echad min achadashim. They would push off elul or one of the other months. If they saw that Hoshana Rabbah is falling out on a Shabbos, they wouldn't let it happen. Why? The Hachi Amri B'Yerushalmi, Reb Simon was Machbid, Le'ilon, to those, the Mechashvin Havun, the Atchon, those that make the months, the Lo Asi Tekata B'Shabta, Rosh Hashanah shouldn't fall out on a Shabbos, V'lo Asi Aravta B'Shabta, and Hoshana Rabbah shouldn't fall out on a Shabbos. And by the way, the tiknun avdun, if you have to, tekata v'lo tavdun arabta. Do it to Rosh Hashanah, don't do it to Hoshana Rabbah. You hear that? Be mevatel shofar, don't be mevatel Hoshana Rabbah. Mashma, the chayish.
I'm still astounded that it says you push off the kviya diarka.
For Hoshana Rabbah. The whole year, the whole calendar runs on Hoshana Rabbah. Not right. Yom Kippur should be right. On a Friday or a Sunday. That we don't care. Not Rosh Hashanah. That he says we're going to be battle. So why? Mashma the chayish tfei yom arava mitkiya shofar v'lulav. We were more concerned about that than about shofar and lulav. V'gam achshav anu mechashvin. Now also we do that. The lo mikla yom arava v'shabbos. It's impossible. V'ashofar v'lulav lo chashinan. We don't mind. Once in a while it happens. That shofar and a lulav, the first day, falls out on a Shabbos. Someone told me yesterday it's not going to happen until 2020. The next time it's going to happen, that the first day of Rosh Hashanah will be on a Shabbos. Okay, but it does happen. It does happen. Right? We don't mind. When they set up the calendar, they didn't mind that. But Rosh Hashanah Rabbah should be on a Shabbos? No, we're not going to allow that. Why? Afal pishi yom rishon daraisa v'tema. Dayom ha-ravah shuzecha l'mikdash ba'alma chashinan? Va'ahani daraisa lo chashinan? What's the reason for that? V'yei Shlomar, listen to these. Tell me what you think of these reasons. Ready? You hear the question? V'yei Shlomar, de'ein lachanami, de'hani de'ksivi behedya, lo asil lepikpuke bu b'shar shanim, aval arava de'rabanon asil lepikpuke buhu. Because if we push off shofar, or lulav, everybody knows, it's in the Torah, the rabbis made gzeira, shouldn't take a lulav on Shabbos, no shofar on Shabbos, maybe we'll come to carry it. I hear that. Aravas, the whole thing is so tenuous. The whole thing is only derived, the halacha l'moshe mitzinei, whatever it is, and if we start chipping away at that, it'll lose any of its value. Answer number one. Answer number two, Ode, the misafik avdin and treyomi. Because anyway we're going to hear shofar Rosh Hashanah, just not the first day. Anyway you're going to shake a lulav, just not the first day. V'lo v'chi mikla yom rishon b'shabbos. Ein shofar batal lagamri. It's not batal lagamri. The tokiyin b'sheni. You'll blow it tomorrow. Af agav t'chibo edim koda hamincha lo avdi b'eretz Yisrael al-chad yoma. Even though sometimes it could have been, at some point in history, Rosh Hashanah could have been only one day in Israel. It could be. Now we call makam b'chutz la'aretz avdiyin chayomi. In the rest of the world, you'll have 2 days. So shofar's not going anywhere. Lulav's not going anywhere. Avo shvi shal arava d'letze el-chad yoma. It's only 1 day. The low efshel amevar hashmini al safek lefishu yontif im hayibata lagamri mishtakach toras arava. If we push it off, you'll forget about it. Therefore, never will happen. Now begs the question: so why? Why is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah so important that we'll go? I understand. Tosfos gave two good answers. Both answers are really the same answer. The same answer is: we're not worried that shofar and lulav are going to fall by the wayside, but we are worried about lulav. We are worried about Hashanah. Why? Why are we so worried?
You worry about everything else except for this.
Right. So the whole calendar is based on the fact that Rosh Hashanah Rabbah can't fall out on a Shabbos. It also will tie into the fact that Yom Kippur can't be a Friday or a Sunday. Because that would be very bad. Right? That would be difficult if it was. But because they go hand in hand. Anyway, it's fascinating. We don't get to why. So, you know, some people, you know... Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is such a funny day because some people like Mamash, like it's like Yom Kippur, and to some people it's another day of Chol HaMoed, right? It's how you view it, right? Tosa seems to imply it's like Yom Kippur. It's such a special day, right? So special. It doesn't say why, right? It doesn't say why. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is one of those other things. Even the Yom Kippur aspect of it is all hidden. It doesn't say that anywhere. That's Yom Kippur. It does say it, but not in like classic. Niglis Svarim, right? Doesn't say that, right? Yeah, it's a special day. It's an unbelievable Tosfos. Okay. Where are we up to? Right. Kiyasa Ravid v'chol nachute amri ikla v'lo dachi. Therefore, it did happen that it came out on a Shabbos, and they weren't docha Shabbos. Ve'elakasha amar v'yosef man le'malon ve'elakasha ve'elakasha. I'm sorry, it's Akasha. Why didn't do an Eretz Yisrael? Amar Yosef, man lemalon da arava binatila. Who said that an arava you have to shake? Who said that you have to take it? Who said that? Dilma bizakifa. Maybe you just stand it up by the Mizbeach. That's all it was, which we're going to see about that tomorrow and the day after that. That's why it's Antocha Shabbos. Because it's not similar to Lulav at all. Okay. Esvi Abaya. Lulav va'arava shisha v'shiva. Lulav and arava can be 6 days or 7 days. Depends if it's when Shabbos is. My lav kilulav. Doesn't it mean it's like a lulav? Ma lulav benatila af rava benatila. Doesn't it mean that? So you see, lulav is not just sticking; it's actually taking something. Lo my area hakadisa v'hakadisa. Who said? Eishli abaya b'chol yom akifin esam mizbeach pamachas. We're going to learn tomorrow or the day after that. That every day they would circle the Mizbeach one time, the Osa Hayom Sheva Pa'amim. And on Hashanah Rabbah, they would do it 7 times. My Lav Barava, doesn't mean Barava, Lo, Belulav. I've Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbah Ravua Barava. But he said it's with the Arava Taka. Amalei, who Amar Lach Barava, but not mean a Belulav. He said that Rava, and I'm telling you, it's the Lulav. He tells me what he said. He's not a Tana. He said that, I said this. So I started learning Hilchot Pesach last night, so I saw some interesting ha'ara, that we call Hoshanah Rabbah Hoshanah Rabbah, but we call Shabbos HaGadol Shabbos HaGadol. I mean, how about this? How about Shabbos Rabbah? You never heard that. Or Hoshanah Gadol? You never heard that, right? So the answer is, really it would be Hoshanah Rabbah, because it's an Aramaic word. But we say HaGadol because the end of the Haftorah says the word Gadol. Then the question is, well, how come all the other Shabbos Chazon is the first word. Why about Gadol is it the last word? That's a good question. Itmar, Rabbi Elazar Amar Belulav. Rabbi Elazar said Belulav. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nasan Amar. Rabbi Chanina Bar Rava. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Ravua Bar Rava. Amalei Rava L'Rav Yitzchak Perei De Rabba Bar Barchana Bar Uria, son of Lion. Ta V'Emalach Milsa Ma'al Yisa Dehavi Amar Vuch. Tell me something amazing vart from your father. Hadit Nan Kol Hayom. Every day we circled it one time. They did one hakafa. Sheva Pa'amim. And on Hoshana Rabbah, we did it 7 times. Hachi Amar Ruch Meshmeid Rabbi Lazar, the Lulav. And he said, by the way, the Taka was with the Lulav. In other words, they're not taking our Ravis. What would they do then? They would have these, we're going to see tomorrow and the day after that, they had really, they had these huge Aravis, and they would line the Mizbeach with the Aravis. No one took anything. Then, Eisvei, Lulav Doches HaShabbos, B'tchilaso, Lulav is Doches HaShabbos if the first day is a Shabbos, V'Arava B'sofo, and Arava is Doches HaShabbos if it's the last day is a Shabbos. Pam Achas, one time, Chal Shvi Shal Arava Lios B'Shabbos, 7th day fell on Shabbos. Ve'viu merburios chal arava me'erev Shabbos, and we brought these bundles of aravas from before Shabbos. Ve'inicham ba'azara, and we put them in the azara. Ve'hikiru behen baitusim. The baitusim, who by the way, object to the entire concept of Hoshana Rabbah, because it's not in the Torah anywhere. Doesn't say anywhere about Hoshana Rabbah, so they object to it. They saw this. Ve'natlum, they took them. Ve'kavshum tachas avanim. Stories like Nida Hezber, they took it and they put it under the stones. Lamachar the next day, I don't know what stones. Where they bury it? Lamachar the next day, Hikiru behen Ame Haaretz. The Ame Haaretz recognize. What do you mean Ame Haaretz? The Ame Haaretz who are not Machbid in Hilchis Muksa. So they saw the stones, moved them away. V'shamtum b'tachas avanim. They got them out from under the stones. V'viyam akahanim v'zikafum b'tzidei hamizbeach. And they put them next to the Mizbeach. They, Zakuf means they inserted them, like stood them up. Because they didn't agree with the idea that Chibut Arava is Doche Shabbos. What's Chibut Arava? That Rashi doesn't say.
Waving.
What?
Waving.
Waving. So we're gonna. Right. We're going to.
That's not
right, so it's a machlokas what the word chibut means. Rashi says it means banging, which is where the minhag comes from, to bang.
Right.
The Rambam says waving. So if you see some people, the rabbi does it. He shakes the aravas on Hashanah Rabbah like it's a lulav. It's not some crazy thing. The Rishonim say it. It comes from the Rishonim. I don't think it's from, you know, some later day Chumr or something, or later day Minav, or later day whatever you want to call it, Segula, whatever it is. No, I don't think so. I think it's much older than that. We'll see later in the week. Much older than that. Where am I up to? Alma b'netilahu tiyufta. So what do you see? The whole thing is netilah. Now, it's not anything else than that. Ve'ela nidchu, right? What's that question? Ve'ela nidchu. So why, if we just proved that even in the Beis HaMikdash, there would be Netila, not just inserting it, but even Netila, right? Then why don't we take it now? Why don't we take it now? Right? Gemara answers, Kivan da'anan lo dachinon, inu nami lo dachi. Since we don't take it here, since we can't take it here, why not? In Chutz Laretz, because we don't know which day it is, we have the wrong day. So in Israel, they don't take it also. Val yantef rishon d'lididon lo dachi, v'lididhu dachi. Aye, what about lulav? And this is the answer. Amri l'didhu nami lo dachi. They don't take it in Israel either on the first day. On Shabbos. That's the bottom line. Says Rashi.
That's explaining it.
Says Rashi. Shalom, lasos Yisrael, agudos, agudos. You can't have a Klal Yisrael doing different things. Vinire kishtei toros. Diladidon lo dachi lulav. Diladidon lo dachi lulav Shabbat. In Chutz Laretz, no. And in Eretz Yisrael, yes. You can't have that. Why can't you have that? You can't have two toros.
What about
Yom Kippur in Israel?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big can of worms. But in theory, that's the story. So this is then we're going to ask the question. Yeah, but we had a bris, we had two brises. One said Beis HaMikdash, one said Beis HaKnesses. Doesn't that mean before and after? So we're going to say no. It doesn't mean before and after. It means here and Chutz Laretz. But both when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Then they took a Taka on Shabbos. That's very, that, so that's a Rashi. So we have a concept of Agudos Agudos is only really in the same city, which is why it's not a problem of landing Megillah in one place and Yerushalayim on a different day. Why? It's a different city. So how you say Agudos Agudos in different cities, in different countries? Good question. In the same shul, you can't have I'm whole like this, I'm doing this, I'm Sheikh Miluf, I'm not Sheikh Miluf. Can't have that. In different cities, they don't even see each other. What's the issue?
Country.
So it's a big, and then why about second day Yontif? It's a big can of worms that Rashi just said here. That's an extreme. That's a minhag.
Right.
I mean, it's based on a din. That's not the same thing.
Right.
It's just not.
Second day Yontif bothers me more.
Now, how exactly this plays out in every other area, that's the bottom line. No place in the world is a little ever shaken on Shabbos. All right? We will pick up tomorrow.
Right.
Everyone have a good day.